Hello?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Bo. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was just calling, and I could hear you, but I don't think you could hear me, huh?
Uh-uh.
So you asked me to follow up with you today to go over your options?
Yes. Can you just hold on a second here?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so we were talking about, because there was that misunderstanding, you thought it was on hold until March, but it really was on hold until November. So we were going to take off the Facebook ads and just collect the past due balance of $199. I can get an override and help you out a little bit on that, since there was a misunderstanding, and at least put you into the corporate rate, which would be $149. So that would save you an extra $50. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, if you'd like to go on another seasonal hold, of course we could do it, or we could cancel the account and you would just keep your website and just pay $49 a month for the hosting of the site.
So you guys have been running the Facebook ads?
Yes, we have been running the Facebook ads. The budget, the last budget that you paid for Facebook was back in August. So once that ran out, the Facebook ads kind of, you know, stopped running because there was no more money in the budget. But for the first 3 months that you had this, for June, July, and August, you did have Facebook ads. Now, have you been on the dashboard during that interim or even since to see the results that you had received?
No. I know I've gotten zero work from it. And like I said when I talked to you last time, like the pictures are wrong. Like I typed in Stoughton Construction, right, just in the Google search bar.
Yes.
And the first picture that pops up is the guy laying pavers, right? And like I said, that's not even a...
Let me look, because you said that that was an incorrect picture, and so I probably misunderstood you and thought that it was on your website, but now you're saying it comes up when you type it into Google. Oh, I see that. Okay, it's on the Google business page, not on the website, right?
It was on the website. They got that part fixed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but they didn't fix it on Google either.
Okay. We can definitely get that fixed for you on Google. I would just submit the request and they'll do that for you. And then did you look at the website? Does it look good now? Because these look like they could be your photos. I don't think they're stock photos that are on the site anymore.
The top ones are, but like when you go down like the second or third picture of like a kitchen or something.
Yep.
I don't know what that's or what that's supposed to represent, like. Our main thing is, like, decorative concrete, like driveways, patios, walkways, stuff like that. And I feel like it doesn't necessarily represent the company very well.
So it sounds like that should be even removed, that one that has the kitchen picture on it that says concrete overlay / coloring, because it looks like... Yeah, they're probably promoting that they can do that on floors or countertops or walls. But, I mean, if you do the, you know, decorative concrete, it doesn't make sense to have that. So I can have them remove that picture and even that whole section and then maybe even add some more decorative concrete photos if you have them. You know, if not, we could, you know, get stock photos to promote that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, so I'm going to put remove. Okay, concrete overlay / coloring and kitchen photo. So do you have some more pictures to send us, or would you prefer us to just find some decorative concrete stock photos?
If you can have some, so those pictures I sent in, the problem is I lost the majority of my photos. I didn't have any backup.
Okay.
And so that's why I didn't really have a whole lot to send in.
Okay.
I might have a few new ones. I don't know necessarily where to send or who to send them to.
Okay. So, you could send those to photos@localsplash.com, but the best way to do it is, through the client dashboard. So if you, wanted to get the payment up to speed, I could then take you to the dashboard and show you how to upload them.
Okay. So again, it would be what, 150 and then 50 a month. After that?
Correct. Unless, you know, you wanted to keep the Google and the Bing and the, you know, mobile optimization, you know, making sure you come up from the iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So if you wanted to keep kind of the whole package, less the Facebook ads, I would grandfather you into that $149 pricing. But, of course, if you'd rather cancel all of that and just keep the site, then it would just be $49 monthly for the hosting of the site.
I'll just do the hosting of the site.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people like that option, you know, because it's nearly 2025 and you need a site anyway, you know. So let's do that.
Yeah.
And then for that $149 payment, is it going to be a Visa or MasterCard?
Let me look here. Hold on.
And while you're looking, do you think it's still under the same billing address, 6154 Sunshine Drive?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That makes it easy.
I have my Capital One card. Does that work?
Any card, as long as it's Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. We accept all major.
Oh, yeah, it's MasterCard.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. So go ahead. I can update it for you when you're ready.
Okay, the number is 5156.
Okay.
7680.
Okay.
1551.
Okay.
3404.
Okay, and expiration?
0529.
And the code?
162.
162. Okay. So let me get the authorization, and then I'll fix your billing to go to just the website posting after this one, and that will start, I'll push it out 30 days. So since today is the 23rd, your next payment won't be till January 23rd, but it'll be just for $49. And then I'll show you how to get on the dashboard real quick. So do you, if you go to my.localsplash.com.
localsplash.com.
That should take you to a page that asks you for a username and a password.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then let me look at the login email.
I think it's my...
It should be your 10-digit phone number. Let's see. Yeah, it is. So it's the 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes. Just put in the 10 digits. And then...
Yeah.
The password is blank, which means you've reset it at some point. So if you think you know what it is, just go with that. If not, I can send you a new temporary one.
That's the wrong one. Let me look here.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, I'll wait. I won't reset it unless you tell me to, because sometimes people say, oh, I remember what it is, and then if we reset it, then they have to go back in and do it again, you know?
I think... Um, Okay, I tried doing it on my phone because I thought I might have the thing saved.
Yeah.
Oh, it brought me the dashboard on there, but it's bringing me to the billing thing.
Oh, okay. So you should be able to refresh that and get back in, because typically if the account's not paid, it'll say your account's in suspension. Click here to reactivate. But the payment went through on this end. Unless there's
okay,
a lag,
yeah.
Unless the system takes, you know, a minute or two to catch up, but it's showing paid on this side.
Okay, yeah, it works.
It works. Good, okay.
Yeah.
So what I want to show you is if you, are you doing it on your phone or are you on your regular computer now?
I got to do it on my phone because
phone,
the
okay.
Password's not.
So there should be somewhere at the top where there's like three lines or three dots that you can hover over, and then you'll see some tabs that say home, leads, website, listings. Do you see that?
Leads, yeah.
Okay, so go to the very last tab that says business info.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when that page opens up, this is where you can update any of the content on your site, and any revisions that you make from this page, Bo, they're automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 days. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom,
mm-hmm.
You'll see that there's a logo here. There's some pictures that you've already sent along with some stock photos. So you could come on here and you could erase or delete some of the stock photos if you don't like them. Actually, there's that guy laying pavement. Let me delete that one right now. I'll hover over it, and there's a trash can there. So I'll just delete it.
Yeah.
You can upload new photos here, and then you can even drag them to arrange them in the order that you'd like them to show.
Okay, so all of these pictures
mm-hmm.
that cover photo. Okay.
Yeah, so you can kind of arrange it. And like I said, I saw the one on this end that you were talking about on the Google Business page, so I just deleted it. But if there's more that you would rather use regular photos, you could just take those off as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, let me go ahead and when I reset the billing for you, it actually pushed it out to the 27th rather than the 23rd, so you get a couple more days. So you're paid until
okay.
January 27th, and starting that date, it'll be $49, okay?
Sweet. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, Bo. Have a great rest of your day and a Merry Christmas, too.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.